That's the sound of a new chicken in town. Along the busy thoroughfare of East Washington Street, just outside downtown Petaluma, a billow of barbecued-scented smoke begins to blanket a nondescript parking lot. It's right between a Lovely Nails pedicure salon and the, by-appointment-only, psychic and palm-reading fortune-teller service. In the middle, with grilling utensils in hand, stand Cesar and Griselda Segura, husband and wife co-proprietors of a new restaurant called, well, actually, the name is open to interpretation.
What a chicken.
What a chicken.
What a chicken.
What a chicken.
What a chicken. What?
What a chicken.
Those last two voices are of co-owners Cesar and Griselda Segura, who appear to have earned their exclamation points by making a mark in Petaluma. This is a serious chicken town, known for its rich 100-plus year history of poultry farming, and more recently, where 40 peaceful protesters were arrested for demanding better conditions for cooped-up chickens. What a Chicken hatched into business 6 months ago and has a staff of 16 employees who haven't quite mastered a system of maneuvering through its cluster of customers. This microcosm of regulars includes monolingual immigrant day laborers, CHP officers, FedEx delivery teams, as well as students and senior citizens, all lingering in a line that spills onto the parking lot where cars constantly negotiate and improvise for parking spaces.
Wow. De cada día vamos a decir como algunos 200, 300 pollos, más, no, 400 pollos probablemente.
That's Griselda, guesstimating that on a busy day, her team serves up to 400 chickens a day, all seasoned in the style of Michoacán, Mexico, where she and Cesar emigrated from some 20 years ago. Besides the diverse clientele and odd moniker, what makes What a Chicken an unusual story is how Cesar and Griselda were reluctant to become restaurant owners. For the past several years, the couple were content with just having a booth at the farmer's market on the east side of Petaluma.
Aquí en Petaluma, la gente no fascinada, fascinada, y la gente era la que nos decía, oh, es que tienen que poner un lugar aquí de pollo donde estén todos los días, porque cómo podemos esperar para comer su pollo toda una semana, no es justo.
That's Griselda again, explaining how customers instigated the idea for the first What a Chicken restaurant. They even helped Cesar and Griselda to find the spot on East Washington Street when it became available. Last month, What a Chicken won the Petaluma Argus Courier's People's Choice Award for Best New Restaurant of 2018. Again, with zero awareness, promotion, or input from Cesar and Griselda. They found out about the news through a customer in line. Cesar is still getting comfortable with this new level of success, particularly with his parking lot neighbors, the Lovely Nail Salon.
They didn't expect to be this busy. I thought it was going to be, oh, any other restaurant. Every time they go out and see the parking lot, like, Cesar, you're making a lot of money.
To compensate, Cesar often gives away free food to many of the monolingual Spanish speakers and precariously housed folks who pass by on the street to strike up conversation while he's manning the barbecue. It seems clear they can't afford to eat out that often.
My mom and my dad, whoever come hungry, don't even let him go with an empty stomach. So it's like, I learned that because I felt that before. So it's like, oh, I wish they can give me a little taco or something. So, and then whenever they ask for it, I give them free food.
What a Chicken is planning on opening a second restaurant on the east side of Petaluma later this year, this time by Cesar and Griselda's own volition. In the meantime, having surpassed well over 10,000 hours of barbecuing chickens, Cesar admits to being a little burned out over his own cooking.
Sometimes I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yep. Yeah, I'm tired to eat my own chicken sometimes.
I'm Delphine Vigil for KRCB's North Bay Report.